Okay, this is January 29th, Wednesday, and we are super excited for the call tonight, as he does each and every week. Mr. Ron Schneider, founder, CEO, formulator of the Enriching Gifts product line, is joining us to educate us. And so I just want to say thank you, Ron, for being the leader, the servant leader that you are. And I'm really excited about the messages I'm going to hear tonight. So I just want to welcome you to the call.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I, again, along with Dover and this whole staff and team behind Enriching Gifts, want to welcome everybody on these calls each and every week. So thank you all for coming and joining us this evening. As Dover mentioned, the purpose of these calls are education. I like to always make it very clear, I am not a doctor. I have no medical licensing or any kind of medical degree whatsoever. But with that being said, I have studied medicine at the Arizona State University Medical Campus for over 10 years, not four. And I do have a background in immunoenzymology, which is the process of working with enzymes that run and regulate the human immune system cell functioning. So, and I've been doing that for over 30 years and traveled the entire world with that educational background. So with that being said, I still am just amazed, truly amazed, and to be a little bit blunt with everybody, kind of pissed off at national television about this coronavirus thing. That is going to be the topic for tonight's call, because as much TV coverage as this crazy thing is getting, and it's creating hysteria by the day. It's just ridiculous. I see today American Airlines cancels all flights to the country of China, especially Wuhan, where this virus started at. And now they had an American over there that decided not to come back to America on one of the last flights allowed to the United States from that area of China. And why did he decide to stay? Well, he runs his business from home. But he says you go into the grocery store and there's mass pandemic and hysteria. You can't even find groceries. People are being quarantined. They're being prevented from even going to a grocery store. Everybody in the whole country of China now has masks on. You can't even enter a public place where there's public without having people standing there at the door. Can you imagine at a Costco store or your local Albertsons supermarket or Piggly Wiggly or wherever it is you guys live? They're standing at the door with a temperature probe pointing it at your forehead. And if you have any kind of a temperature, you can't get into that store. You're refused. You're even blocked on the roads from even going and getting back home half the time. This is what this has come to. And this is nuts. There's 8,400 diagnosed cases of the actual flu. That's in the country of China. There's less than 10,000 worldwide. And they're creating this like, oh my gosh, it's doomsday pandemic. Here it comes all over again, just like SARS, H1N1, and it's driving me nuts. I know you guys can all tell us by the voice I'm toning with here. I just want everybody to understand, and first of all, do not worry about this here in this country. We have five confirmed cases of the coronavirus here in the United States. That's it. Five. And then they have 200 people coming back on a plane that actually landed this afternoon from the Wuhan Valley or the city of Wuhan. So those people are going to be taken to a quarantine area and monitored for 2 weeks. And then we've literally cut off people from China coming into the United States on China Air, American Airlines, from any flight. The flight coming in today is bringing, like, dignitaries, people that are in the government, the embassies, stuff. That big old 747 flew in today. That's one of the last flights that will be accepted in the United States from China. Do you know what this is really? Well, before I keep going to what this is really all about, let me finish off with the statistics. So we have five people, zero deaths, zero. But five people confirmed with the coronavirus here in the United States as of 5:30 today. And there's about 84,000 people, or I'm sorry, 8,400 people in the country of China. There's less than 10,000 people worldwide with this coronavirus. Now, let me put that into perspective. And I'm not just going to go into the 37, 38,000 people that die in America every single year from the common cold and flu influenza virus. There's 38,000 people every single year in America that die from the common cold. We don't even have one death, and we only have five confirmed cases. So I want everybody to put this in perspective. Do not let TV change you and your mindset about going about and living your day without masks, without all this crap, without this hysteria. Because it's just being created by the media so that all these political figures and the medical people associated with the vaccine that's being developed now, they can get in early, buy all of this stock. The media created this huge hysteria, which is going to have a huge demand for this vaccine. The world's going to end, and people are going to get rich off of it. It's a bunch of bull. It's a crock. And I've said it for the last 15 years on these calls. Now, every single time proves me right. And I'm going to be right again. This is not going to affect you or anybody in your family here in America. It won't. So I don't want anybody to even give it a second thought. Because if I'm sitting here watching TV and I'm a normal person that's not nearly as educated and understand the world and the whole disease statistics from the World Health Organization, the Institutes of Health, the Center for Disease Control, and I can go on and on and on. I'm familiar with all those organizations, and I know the people that are in there that run those organizations. And so I want to put my people's minds at ease, and I am angry. I'm angry at what the government gets away and the World Health Organization, by coming on national television, gets away with every single year for this cold and flu crap. There's a brand new one every year, if you haven't noticed. Every single year. H1N5, H1N1, H1N5 negative, and now this year it's the coronavirus. And all you have to do back in history to figure out why this is being created and why this is so popular, and again, it's coming from China. Well, let's just do a little small review and go back to the war with Iraq, with Bush. Because this is the exact same playbook. It's the same play, identical. And look at what's going on with President Trump right now and the World Trade Organization. The whole phase one, phase two, phase three of the new China trade agreement deal between China and the United States. They're balking and they're stubborn. So we're going to get back at them. We're going to punish them economically. What's the best way to do that? President Bush created SARS. Sudden Acute Respiratory Syndrome, way back about 8-9 years ago. That was going to kill everybody. In fact, I was on a Chinese airline living in Honolulu at the time. It goes back way more than 5 or 6 years ago. Holy cow. That was in 2000, the SARS epidemic, 2000 to 2004. Because I remember I went to the airport to fly to Beijing to prove to everybody there was nothing to worry about. I didn't wear a mask on the plane. I refused to wear a mask going into the major hospital in Beijing. SARS was a made-up thing by our own CDC. Ed Fox was the director at the time of the Center for Disease Control here in Atlanta, Georgia. That was all made up to get back at China for not supporting President Bush's efforts to go to war with Iraq. Mm-hmm. That's all that was. Because not one single person, don't believe me, turn on national news or go to the Institutes of Health or even go to the CDC, not one single death was recorded in America from SARS. Not one. And you looked at all those airplanes sitting out in the tarmac up in Canada that were literally 48 hours before anybody could even deport the plane. Well, we got back at Canada. We not only give them that, but we gave them a mad cow disease. So we literally prevented importing beef into America. Now, this sounds like a funny conference call for a health and educational hour, but I'm telling you, this is important. People need to understand the history of this hysteria crap associated with the flu. And like I said, it drives me nuts. But we got back at Canada because we found out that one of the beef had mad cow's disease. Well, I did a lot of research into that. And do you know where that mad cow that was sold back in the United States came from? Darby, Montana, sold a mad cow to the country of Canada. Got processed, and then it came back in. And so we embargoed or prevented the shipment of beef into America during the Iraq War, in the early stages of the Iraq War. And then remember Freedom Fries and the embargo or the boycott against importing French wines. In fact, we were so mad at the French because they didn't support us in the Iraq War, we gave up French fries and called them Freedom Fries. And I know a lot of you people remember this. This is all over national news. So there's Canada, there's China, there's France, and the only other company that really didn't jump on board and support us was Germany. Well, what did we do to Germany? Absolutely nothing. We'd be shaking in our boots because all of the computer programming and stuff for our big military fighters, our warship, that's all comes from Germany. That's where all that tech stuff comes from. So we're not going to screw with Germany because that's like cutting our own throats and undercutting our entire military force in the United States. So that's the way the SARS played out. That was created to get back at all of these people that would not support us and go into the war. And just like President Bush, now Trump is creating all of this nonsense and inhibiting flights coming from China. No goods can be shipped in now because they might come from Wuhan territory. I mean, it's going to just create havoc in the stock market. I can see that already. But this is nothing but a man-made up pandemic disease. And you have to justify all this crap that's going on with all this embargo stuff and quarantine stuff. So what better way to do this than, hey, it's the coronavirus, some brand new pandemic virus that has the potential of destroying the world. I can't believe that they've gone to canceling flights. That's got me fired up tonight. And that is my topic for tonight. And I just want everybody to understand, I want you to think for a second, slow down, don't buy into anything you see on TV. There is nothing this country has to worry about. I mean nothing. And I'll stake my life on it. And anybody that wants to sit there and ridicule me if I'm proven wrong, great. But I'll tell you, I've been talking about this for over 20 years, every single year. And I've never, ever, ever been wrong once, not one single time. And I won't be wrong this time either. Because I'm thinking of each and every one of you that I'm talking to on this call, first and foremost, your safety above everything else. So that's what I wanted to say. And again, I just want to put the actual numbers. This is right up to tonight. 8,500 people affected in China. There's actually been 8,500 people diagnosed with the disease. And there's been 136 total deaths. Most of them, over 112 of them, are in the country of China. But there's only been 136 deaths associated with coronavirus worldwide. Worldwide. Not one single death in America. Only five cases out of the 8,500 confirmed diagnosed cases. Only five are here in America. So that is the statistics, and that literally was on the air less than a half hour before I came on this call. So again, in America, you have 36,000 people minimum every single year that die as a result of complications to the common cold or flu that goes on in this country every single year. And by far, the highest percentage of people that die from that are the elderly and the really, really young infants less than a year old. Because they haven't developed their immune system yet to be strong enough to withstand a virus if it comes in and it's strong and virile enough. It will take a young child's life. And for the older people, 65 and over, yeah, again, like I said earlier, yeah, that's one of the highest, if not the highest category of deaths associated with the influenza virus every year. And why? Because who takes flu shots? Older people. It's all their doctor jams in their head and preaches day in and day out. Have you had your flu shot? Have you had your flu? Over half of the deaths, 25,000 plus every single year in this country, are associated with the actual vaccination itself. Why? Because within 48 hours of receiving the shot, the people are dead. And they did not have the flu when they received the shot. And you can get those statistics. Like I say, now that it's Fox News Sunday, they just had another Fox program on, had nothing to Fox News Sunday, and I just saw another one on CNN. Those two stations hate each other, but yet the same thing, 37,000, approximately 37,000, was a female doctor on CNN, and that was on Monday night. So regardless of where you want to look, and these are doctors, these are MDs, they know the statistics, they know the CDC statistics as well. But I've known this for decades because I've worked personally with the people at these various institutes. And so there's nothing to get all jazzed up about. And even the flu shot, now this is something for the call. I don't believe in the flu shot. My personal experience. Why? One, it doesn't make any sense to me. There, like the doctor, he kept going on and on about how safe the flu shot was. Well, he's come around over the last 8-10 years and changed his mind about that. And Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who was the health correspondent for CNN, he used to say how safe the flu vaccination shot was. Today, it's not so safe. And why do you know that? Why would you even suspect it's any different today than it was 15 years ago? I'll tell you why. Because we do not manufacture most vaccinations in this country. Right now, the coronavirus, which country is developing that? Pakistan and China. And you're going to get something out of these countries that you want to inject into your body here in this country? No, thank you. And there was a world's virology expert that CNN did an interview with several years ago, and it was back when the H1N1 virus came up, which was about 2 years after SARS. And they asked him, would you ever take a vaccination? He said, absolutely not. So you're telling me you would not vaccinate even your children or grandchildren? He said, absolutely not. They'd be much safer and much less risk. He said, because one, Most vaccinations are not made in high standard living countries like the United States or Switzerland or Germany. They're made in what they call moderate development countries. Well, there's a lot of risks when you start dealing with that because there's cost cuts just to become profitable. And then you have the whole distribution and stabilization of the actual vaccine itself, shipping from country to country, port to port throughout the world. And there's no such thing as a dead virus. And that's what Sanjay Gupta used to always talk about and promote. Well, this can't help hurt you. It's not a living virus. Well, if in order to be living, it has to be dead. There's no such thing as a dead virus. So therefore, there's no such thing as a living virus. Because in order to be living, you had to, in order to be dead, you had to once be living. There's no such thing as a living virus. A virus is simply just a protein. There is no cellular functioning to it. There is no living process that goes on within it. It's just a protein, and that's the nature of a virus. And the way a virus spreads is it actually gets into and alters or inhibits communication, effective communication at the DNA level of a cell. And that protein gets stored in many, many different, and that's the way the virus progresses through the body, is by infecting the DNA of the human cell. So that's the way viruses perpetuate and affect the cellular body and things like that. So vaccinations, I'm not a fan of them. Why would you ever let anybody put any kind of a solution into your body, not disclosing on the label what they just put into you? Last time I looked, the syringe never had a label on it. Didn't. Neither does the box where a syringe comes out of. You don't see the doctor give you all the warnings and the ingredients and the stabilizers and the actual protein that virus is made from. No, they come in with a syringe, and it's got a millimeter amount on it, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, and there you go. That long needle, stick it in and go. That's crazy. I don't trust our government anywhere that I could throw anybody. They've just done and said way too much, and you just on national news, here you go all over again, perpetuating more of this crap, which makes me even trust them even less. Because now they got the media doing their dirty work for them. They don't even have to try to do it within their own agencies anymore. So that's my 2 cents worth for tonight. And again, I'm gonna stop, calm myself down for your questions and comments. And I know this probably didn't sound real enjoyable, and I don't mean it to be enjoyable. I want everybody to take this very, very seriously. You have nothing to worry about. Not in this country. Okay? 5 people been infected. That's diagnosed. And nobody has died in America. The only deaths that have occurred anywhere in the world other than one have been in the country of China. And that's only 137 total deaths worldwide. And over 100, I think there's 117 or 119 that were in the country of China. So what do you have left over? 37 minus 119, 2017, 18 people, and not one of them occurred in the United States. And I think they said there's 23 countries now that have confirmed diagnosed cases of coronavirus. Well, if you take the 8,500, and that's just in the country of China, and you take less than 10,000 worldwide and 23 countries, well, what is that, five a country, and you got 125? Doesn't sound like a pandemic to me. Doesn't even sound like anything I should even worry about or think twice about. So that's where I want to stop. So just really want to keep everybody abreast on this. I'm going to probably talk a little bit about this, nothing like tonight. Next week, I'll just make you aware of the numbers and the progression of the disease. But I guarantee you, you're not going to see much here in America. So like I said, only five confirmed people actually have or contracted the virus, and there's zero deaths. Five people is nothing compared to 37, 39,000 people. And I know you can all add and subtract. So, Dober, why don't we go ahead and open it up for live conferencing?
Let's do it. And I want to say thank you, Ron. I know you're apologizing to us because of the nature of the call, and I would say there's no need. It's pure passion. It's your life's mission and your calling. So you're just walking in that path that I believe you're destined to do. So I appreciate it, and we need to wake up.
That's exactly the words. Everybody needs to wake up and quit being led around and misled, because there's a big, big agenda behind all of this. And none of it's good. None of it should have to even involve you or me or anybody on this call or anybody's family or friends that are associated. This is all government-driven. It's all money-driven. It's all political-driven. And it shouldn't have to affect everyday, normal-functioning people. And it's sad that they try to do it on national television. So.
All right. Well, who has a question?
It's Joe Bandle. I just want to say thank you. I have some family members on the phone, and you took a topic that's been propagandized.
Exactly. Propagandize is just an understatement, Joe, but thank you.
And put it into its proper perspective once again, Ron. Thank you.
Yep. You betcha. So anybody have any questions for tonight's call?
Yes. What is this coronavirus? What is the sickness?
It's a virus, just like severe influenza. It's killing people over in China, but like I said, there's only, I think, 117, 119 deaths, and you know that China has about a billion, almost 2 billion people in it. It's the largest populated country in the world, only behind India, which is 1.57, 1.6 billion. So those two countries alone make up almost a third of the entire the world's population. So put this all in perspective. But coronavirus is a new strain of virus coming out of Wuhan, China, and it's an area where it's heavily populated by animals. And that's the same thing that SARS supposedly got started from, was from tainted chickens. And there's a whole area of, they eat the weirdest stuff. And so it's actually transferred from, like, rats and mice, and I won't get into all the other stuff they eat, but it's from a contaminated area of Wuhan where all these restaurants exist. And this virus has passed from animal to human being through sometimes it's airborne, just being in with all this contaminated animal stuff. But it can very rarely be actual transferred through food because you're touching it, and then you wipe your hands on your face and stuff. That's with whether it's H1N1, whether it's the coronavirus, whether it's just the normal influenza here in America. These viral strains mutate every single year. That's why they're constantly updating and trying to get ahead of it, or at least keep it from going into a pandemic, by creating a new vaccine every year for the new strained, spun-off strain virus for that year. But the coronavirus is something that just kind of came out. They're really worried about it because it's fast spreading in this town of Wuhan, or I'm pretty sure that's the way you say it. But anyway, it's kind of in China. But the way China handled the last two or three epidemics, and again, all the deaths that occurred from SARS outside of maybe 5, 10, maybe 15 at the very most worldwide, all of the deaths were in China. And all of the deaths with this pandemic are all going to be in China. But that's the Chinese government to worry about. That's that Soviet communist-style government keeping secrets from everybody. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, and keeping secrets from the world while people are being infected, hopping on planes and traveling all over the place. So I'm not totally against taking a lot of these measures that they've taken, but boy, they've taken it to a whole nother level of extreme. I mean, American Airlines canceling every single flight in and out of the country of China, not just Wuhan Valley, but the entire country. And now you're literally banning flights coming into the United States from China. And it's not even all essential or non-essential flights regarding business. The U.S. Embassy, the United Nations, you cannot come into the United States from the country of China as of today. It's crazy. It is just crazy, given the very, very, very minute small numbers of people that we're talking about here. You know, you're not talking about millions of people. You're not even talking about tens of thousands of people. You haven't even reached 10,000 yet worldwide. So that's, but the coronavirus is just the newest strain of a mutated virus, and it does have mortality with it, meaning people are dying from it. Like I said, there's 137 deaths so far worldwide, which is nothing. Not when you consider there's 37, 39,000 people that die every single year in America alone. So that's what the coronavirus is. It's the new viral strain, and they're trying to make it a big pandemic, global hysteria. I mean, they showed pictures of stores literally emptied out, people fighting for food and water, people that are being stopped, lines miles and miles long, people being stopped and not even be able to go to a store or a doctor or a public place because they have a temperature. Literally, there's people with guns and machine guns stopping when they got these thermometers with that little probe pointing it at your forehead before you can even get through the gates or continue on the highway. And if you have it, you're pulled off the side and turned around. And this is all on national news all this morning and this afternoon. I was watching it. So that's what the coronavirus is, just another strain of the flu virus that came out of China. And like I said, I don't want anybody in this country, especially on this phone call, to even worry about this thing. It's not going to affect your life ever. There isn't enough here, and there's certainly it's not viral enough to spread because we've only got 5 confirmed cases. And they're monitoring over 69 or 79 people now. And there's only 5 confirmed cases, and those have all been quarantined so far. So, again, just, you know, hopefully you're maybe Amish or Mennonite and you don't have a TV that you have to watch and deal with this stuff. It's on every single channel. So I know it's perpetuated by the government because the government in our country, we like to think we live in a free society that does have no censorship. Yeah, we do. All you're going to get is a skewed agenda. Fox News promotes the Republican Party. And who's in the power? President Trump, he's Republican. And then you get the flip side. When Barack Obama first came into the office, he was dealing with the H1N1, H1N5. He had the Chinese gal from the World Health Organization in 2010 all over national television jumping up and down about the pandemic. So it is politically driven. And the politics in this country drive the media stories and narratives. And that's all it is. It's just a political-driven story. Has no merit, or it's not going to affect the common person anywhere in this country. So I just want to make that really clear and take out any fears that anybody might have. And if you got any questions, please ask me the questions. I'm happy to answer any question on this call that anybody has. Because I've seen this thing happen all over again. I don't know what it was, way back in probably 1996, 2001 is when we went to war with Iraq over the bombing of the trade centers. So that would have went to war with Iraq in 2020. So that's 18 years ago, or 2002, I mean, because that's when Bush was in presidency until 2004. And I know that President Bush went out of office, Bill Clinton went out of office in 2004, because I remember that. Oh, no, but Clinton went out of office in 2001. That's when President Bush became the president, was 2000. Because I remember very well that in 1999, I was supposed to get a whole bunch of my clinical and scientific research on the sterile program for the AIDS epidemic in South Africa, and that's when I discovered that I was a nominee for the Nobel Prize, because Dr. Hall, Bill Clinton's former U.S. AIDS ambassador, cleaned out his office that year in early 2000, and in January I got all my sterile research clinical trials back, hundreds and hundreds of pages of it, but I also had a Nobel Prize nomination letter that was sent to me by mistake. It was supposed to be sent to the Swedish Academy of Sciences in Switzerland, but I actually had the nomination letter by mistake and all that material that I got back from his office. So 2000, that's when Bill Clinton cleaned out his office, and then we went to war in 2002 because the World Trade Center bombings happened on 9/11, 2001. So already, we went through a little bit of history there. Anybody else got any questions? Did that answer your question about the coronavirus, ma'am? I guess she's off. Anybody else have any questions?
Yeah, Ron, I have a question in regards to the colloidal silver and the effectiveness of that against the specific viral strain.
Well, colloidal silver, first of all, has a very, very high, strong antiviral property, meaning the silver actually will bond to a virus, and therefore the virus is too big now to get into the cell membrane, so it can't get into the DNA and affect any part of the cell functioning. The silver ions attach to the virus, and they'll literally neutralize it. What it does, it doesn't break it down or anything. It neutralizes it by attaching it and simply carries it out the body. And that's how colloidal silver works, any colloidal silver for that matter. And it has a positive charge to it, so it's very easy to adhere to the virus.
So it just changes the structure of it, basically.
Correct, yeah, it makes it too big to interfere with the alpha and beta sites on any human cell.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Good question, by the way. Very good. Heard somebody else trying to ask questions. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Julian. I had a question about gallstones.
Yeah.
What would your recommendations be with your products for gallstones?
Well, first of all, before we start talking about my products for gallstones, what I want you to do has nothing to do with our products. I want you to go through a gallbladder flush. Have you ever heard of a gallbladder, a kidney stone, or a liver stone flush?
Yes. So actually, my girlfriend and I are reading this book right now. Called
okay.
Liver and Gallbladder Miracle Cleanse, and it talks about the flush.
So what are they suggesting you do for the gallbladder flush? What's the protocol? Can you read it to me?
Hold on.
Because I've probably got a different protocol for you. It's going to be really easy, really fast, and it's very, very effective. I've personally known at least probably 15, 16 people that have used it, and they passed their stones within 48 hours. You can see little green BBs in the bottom of the toilet.
Wow. That's
great. Yeah.
That's great. Let me get a pen right.
Yeah, if you have a pen, I'll be happy to give you ours, or you can just go to the website, enrichinggifts.com, and that actually should have a gallbladder, kidney stone, and liver flush up there on the website. And if it doesn't, we're doing some alterations to the website right now. We're updating pricing. We're going to be adding our referral agent program to that, so where people can just go to the website, sign up, instead of having to have application forms mailed to them and all that kind of stuff. So we're doing a lot of updating and stuff on the web, and most people that are have ordered and that are in the Enriching Gifts database, within the next couple of weeks, you'll all be getting a letter from the, we call it the update letter from the desk of the president, Ron Schneider. And that's kind of the gist of what the letter is going to be. But it's going to have a whole bunch of stuff on it. So look on our website, enrichinggifts.com. Make sure that you always spell enriching gifts properly. Because if you miss the two G's, enriching ends in G, and gift starts with a G, if you only spell enriching gifts with one G, it's going to take you some website over in Oregon.
Okay.
So always make sure you spell enrichinggifts.com properly, and then you'll be able to get to the right site with the right information.
Okay. So the cleanse that I was speaking about, it says overall it's about a six-day cleanse.
No. I'm going to give you something that will take you less than 48 hours.
Okay.
So do you have a pen?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first thing you're going to do is you're going to take and go to the grocery store, and I like Heinz apple cider vinegar, the dark kind, not the white kind, the dark kind, because it's a heavier acid than the white kind. You know, the white you can use to descale your coffee machine, this and that, but the darker brown kind, that's what's going to dissolve your metal-based stones. Because all stones, first of all, let me help you understand what stones are. Whether they're in the gallbladder, the liver, or the kidney, that's just the organ that they're in. But your body accumulates stones for a very specific reason. Most stones, the highest two elements that make up the composition of a stone in your liver, kidney, or your gallbladder is uric acid and calcium. First of all, way too many people are taking calcium supplements that the body can't digest and utilize effectively. So it just sits there and passes around in the blood until your body's forced to store it. And that's where it gets stored, is in your organs, your gallbladder, liver, and kidneys mostly. A lot of times you'll get it stored in your joints as deposits that can cause spurs and other things like that and even disfigurement, but very rarely. Most of it's stored up in your organs. Second thing is the uric acid. Uric acid is a natural byproduct of protein digestion. But unfortunately, by the time most people are at the age of 35 and older, they can no longer digest their proteins. And all protein foods have uric acid as the byproduct when they're broken down. And so uric acid is a liquid, slimy, green substance. If you ever watch national television, you'll see a product called Uloric, and it's in a big green beaker as that guy's walking across the street with that big glass beaker. And there's a reason that solution in there, that sloshing, is green, because that's the natural color of uric acid when it's produced as a byproduct of your body breaking down meat, flesh, proteins. Mostly it's meats, but even plant-based proteins, when you break it down and digest it, there's that leftover green slime. Just plant-based doesn't produce nearly as much as meat flesh. So that's where uric acid comes from. You can't prevent it. There's no way to not have it a part of your daily life. The problem with uric acid, though, is if it's in the body, exposed to the high oxygen in the bloodstream, longer than 10 hours, it's going to start to turn to a solid, just like a solid piece of glass. And within 12 hours, it's fully solidified. It reflects light, just like a crystal does. And once things are solidified in the human body, whether it's a stone, whether it's uric acid crystal, whether it's a cholesterol crystal, once things are solidified, turned from a liquid to a solid through exposure to oxygen in the human body, once they're solid, they're going to be stored. Your body has no elimination pathways to get rid of them. Now they're going to be stored. That's what allows LDL cholesterol to oxidize and build up on the internal wall of your arteries and your veins. That's what allows for plaque to build up in brain cells, causing strokes and poor circulation, dementia, memory loss, Alzheimer's, a whole bunch of different diseases associated with plaque buildup and restricted blood flow in the brain. But that's how you get uric acid that accumulates in your gallbladder or your liver or your kidneys. And like I said, the largest composition of makeup, over 75 to 80% of what that stone is made up, is calcium and uric acid. So the first thing you have to do is start putting it back in. By the way, how old are you, or who's the person we're talking about? What's their age that has the stones?
Myself, I'm 26, and then my girlfriend is 34.
You're really young. Who has digestive problems, specifically with protein and constipation, your mom or your dad?
My mom.
Yeah, you got that inherited from somebody, and it's always going to come from one of your two parents. And the problem with you is you're displaying a severe digestive deficiency at a very young age, especially if you've got stones at your age. Normally, you're not going to see gallbladder stones in somebody until they're well after their mid-30s. It's very rare you see anybody in their 20s. And it's not that uncommon after 35 years old and older, because like I said, for every single year that you're born, every year your body lives through a life, your body produces about 0.75% less digestive enzymes. So to put that in easy to understand terms, every 10 years you live your life from birth to death, every 10 years you're going to lose about 8% of your digestive enzyme production. So by the time you're in 35 and close to 40, your body's lost over 50% of its ability to produce enzymes to digest your protein. And so that lack of enzymes is going to slow way down that protein digestive process to where that process just to digest the food is going to take 12, 18, 24 hours. So it's just because it's so slow, that uric acid is in your body way too long, and it's going to solidify. And if it solidifies, it will accumulate. Heavy accumulation of oxidized uric acid crystals in your feet and toes is called gout. The only reason anybody has gout is because they got very poor protein digestion because of lack of enzyme production for the digestive process. So are you with me so far? You kind of understand all that? Yeah. I know I'm going fast, but...
No, I'm getting it. It's making a lot of sense, like it comes together when you...
Yep, it does if you understand how this all works. Great. So now let's go back to the stones now that we kind of established, you know, the only way you're going to get rid... You can get rid of this pretty easily, but it's going to always come back and plague you because either you need to just knock off the meat flesh diet and just minimally probably 3 to 4 meals a week at best, or what you'd probably want to do and what I would suggest you do, it's a whole lot easier, just get used to start taking digestive enzymes and put back in the capability of digesting your food that your body can't do right now. Because that's only going to get worse and worse and worse as you go through the aging process.
Okay.
So that will prevent this from occurring in the future. So how do we get rid of that now today? Okay, it's pretty easy. So go to the store, get a quart, not a pint, get a quart of apple cider vinegar, the dark kind. And like I said, I like the Heinz brand because it's really acidic. I've actually put pH strips in and measured the different brands of apple cider vinegar. So go ahead and get that, and then while you're there, you're also going to want to get a lemon, a whole big lemon, as big as you can get. But you need one of those, and you're going to want to get maple syrup. Find the smallest one you can, and it doesn't have to be pure maple syrup. It is better if you do use it, but it's not necessary. You can get the imitation kind because you're only going to use a tablespoon of maple syrup during this process. Olive oil. Get a small container of that because you're going to use 4 ounces of olive oil. That's not really much. An ounce is about a tablespoon, so you've got 4 tablespoons roughly. Olive oil, cayenne pepper. You're going to need some cayenne pepper. And this is really important. Do not buy Pepsi. A lot of people are trying to do this with other brands of product. Get Classic Coke, and it says Classic Coke right on the can, Classic Coke, or
okay.
Classic Coke 2-liter bottle. It's very, very acidic. Of all of the soft drinks and all the colas, Classic Coke is by far the most acidic. It's so acidic, you can literally dissolve a copper penny with it if you leave it in there for a few days. You'll see the face of Lincoln just disappear within about 3 days. That's how acidic Coke is. So it's able to dissolve those metals, such as iron, and that's another ingredient that's in your stones as well, iron and copper. And all of your metal-based minerals that your body needs, we need iron in our red blood cells in order to chelate and transport oxygen from the air through our body. All of the metal-based minerals in your body, the only thing that dissolves them is hydrochloric acid. That's the only reason your body makes hydrochloric acid, is that because enzymes won't digest metals. It takes an acid to dissolve a metal, whether it's iron, copper, zinc for your immune system. All these metal-based minerals have to be dissolved, not digested enzymatically. So that's why your body produces hydrochloric acid, and that's really what hydrochloric acid is used for in the digestive process. So make sure you get a can, a 12-ounce can, or a 16-ounce plastic bottle of Classic Coke. Okay. So those are all the main ingredients. So, again, let me start from the top. We got Heinz apple cider vinegar. Then we got a lemon. We got maple syrup. We got cayenne pepper. We got olive oil. And we got Classic Coke. Do you have all those checked?
Yep.
Okay. Now, every single hour on the hour, pick 2 days when you're not going to be interrupted by work or something like this. You want to pick 2 days to where you can do this. So every single hour on the hour, 1 hour apart, tablespoon to tablespoon, I want you to take a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar straight. If You want to chase it with water, you can. You want to add that spoon with another tablespoon or two of water to dilute that acidity taste. Hey, go ahead. That's fine, too. But you have to take a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar every single hour on the hour for 2 full days as long as you're awake. Do not try to stay up and be tired and get 4 hours sleep a night just because you want to take more apple cider. You don't need to do that. As long as you're taking about 16 to 14 tablespoons a day, that's more than adequate. So you do that the first day, you do that the second day. Then, at the end of the second day, just before your last tablespoon and just before you get ready to go to bed, a vinegar, that's when I want you to put together that lemon, maple syrup, cayenne, olive oil mixture. And the way you're going to do that is you got 4 ounces of olive oil, the squeezed juice, all of it. Get in there with the little lemon squeezer and stuff. Grind out all, get all the juice from one fresh lemon. A teaspoon of maple syrup.
Okay.
A quarter teaspoon of cayenne pepper.
Okay.
So there's there's maple syrup, the cayenne pepper, there's the lemon, and there's the olive oil. Okay. So now, at the end of the second day, you're going to take that mixture and mix it all together, and then I want you to drink it. And if you want to add about a half of your can of classic Coke to that to make it more liquidy, because that olive oil is going to get a little sticky. But if you mix it up, you can go ahead and add a little bit of Coke, a couple, 2-3 ounces to make it a little more liquid. Stir it all up, though. Get it really good and stirred up. Put it in a glass, not a plastic. Glass is more slippery, so you're going to get all that olive oil and all that mixture. And then go ahead and you drink that. And then as you start to drink the balance of that 12 or 16-ounce classic Coke, put it in the glass where you just drank the olive oil solution out of, because now you're going to get it all. But what that classic Coke does is it kind of gets rid of all of that taste and stuff and that texture. It cleans out your throat, and so your whole body's able to get the entire contents of that glass mixture. And okay. Then when you go to bed, this is really important. I'm going to repeat this. When you go to bed, this is really, really, really important. You sleep on your right shoulder, on your right side. Put a pillow behind your bed so you can't turn over and sleep on your back, or worse yet, turn to your left side. Because in order for your liver and everything to drain, if you're on your right side, your liver is facing down. And if you're on your left side, your liver is actually up, and it's not going to drain. So make sure that your right shoulder is to the mattress, and you stay sleeping that way for at least 2. And if you don't see those little dark green kind of dark little BBs, stones in your toilet and stuff, when you have that bowel movement, because that olive oil and stuff, that's going to get your bowel movements going. You'll have a couple of them within the next 24 hours. If you don't see those little tiny dark green BBs, then stay on your right side for a third day. And if you don't pass your stones, wait that week and do the same thing a week later. But you don't need to do this more than twice. And if your gallbladder and your right side still hurts and everything after 2 of these, then I highly doubt it's stones, unless you actually have an MRI to show me, because then it's something else. It's not the gallbladder at all.
And real quick, when having this routine, do we have to stick to a specific diet or?
No diet. Nope. Because all you're doing is taking apple cider vinegar throughout the day for 2 days, and your diet has nothing to do with when you're going to take that lemon juice solution at the end of the second day, that olive oil and maple syrup and cayenne and lemon juice, all that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because that's taken in the evening just before you go to bed. So there is no diet restrictions or anything like that. The only thing I would say is when you take that mixture at the end of the second day, you want to make sure to take it just before you go to bed. And if you can have at least 3 to 4 hours in there between your last supper meal and the time you're going to take that before you go to bed, that's good, because then you have more of an empty stomach. So most of that's going to be able to be absorbed in through the gallbladder the way it's supposed to be. If you have a lot of food and stuff, some of that mixture can be absorbed into the food, especially if you have a lot of fibrous type of foods, like a big salad or something like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but within 4 hours, most of your meal's way out of the stomach and into the midsection of your small intestine and headed into the large intestine. So your stomach area and everything where all that absorbed, that's pretty much cleaned out. So you can absorb it in through your gallbladder and your other organs properly.
Well, thank you very much for mentioning that.
Oh, you're very welcome. Like I said, there should be up on our website. I know there was a couple variations by Dr. Brewer. He kind of had his stuff up there, but it was always his stuff. And like I said, I've known at least 16 people that this one I just gave you works wonderfully for. Everybody had the stones, and they could see them and this and that, and they were all gone in one or two treatments. But the herbs and all that stuff, you don't need all of that stuff because there is no stimulation or purge. The olive oil will help to purge and cleanse the gallbladder. That's why you're taking the olive oil, because it forces that through the gallbladder. And because of that, it's forced through there. Anything that's known, it's stones, anything that's stuck, can become very, very slimy, slippery, and out it comes.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron, this is Doran.
Yes.
So I just want to just be clear. I've looked around the website. It's not there. The recipe, we'll make sure it gets there.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so.
Great, okay.
Just wanted to give you that feedback.
All right. Well, I thought
Ron,
it was up there,
question.
But
you had,
like Dover said, we're really updating the website. We're really putting a lot of effort and energy into this for all of January, what little bit's left of it, and the entire month of February. You'll see new pricing on our retail prices. I hadn't adjusted prices in over 5 years in my company. Who does that? I did, because I just didn't have the time to deal with all of that. So there will be some new pricing reflected on there. Most products went up by a couple dollars is all, which isn't a bad increase at all for 5 years. And there's actually two products stayed the same, and one product actually came down in price. So I just had time to go through and really look at all the manufacturing costs, the shipping costs, all the different aspects of costs, and so I had to adjust accordingly. So, but anyway, so there's going to be a lot happening on the website. Like I mentioned earlier, we're really, really excited about launching our new referral agent program where anybody can refer business to us and you'll get paid for it. And it doesn't require you to purchase anything, doesn't require you to inventory anything, doesn't require you to sell anything. Just help us expose Enriching Gifts, the company, that we exist. Because that's the one thing that I've never really done is advertise anywhere. And then we started doing advertising the last 4 or 5 years. About 20% of our entire sales go to various advertising venues, whether it's booths at trade shows, whether it's print advertising, TV advertising, whatever. And it just has never grown the company. Whatever we spend on advertising, we're actually spending on we're not getting any increase of sales from that. So it's a wash. And I thought rather than just going out and just pay advertisers, let people make money. Everybody's looking for a great income opportunity. And this costs nobody nothing to be involved with it. And if somebody does order, you get 20% commission off of their purchase each and every time that person uses your discount code number to order off the Enriching Gifts website. So it's a brand-new program. We're bringing it out. It's really, really streamlined. It's very easy. It's simple. And so it's a great way for anybody looking to make an additional income in their life. And we are not a network marketing company. Please do not get this confused with network marketing. There's a reason we call it an advertising referral agent. You're advertising for us. You're not a discount member. You're not a distributor. You're not anything like that. You're an advertising agent for Enriching Gifts. And we're going to pay you for advertising that's effective. And so that's going to be all up on the website here, hopefully within the next 30, 60 days. We're really trying to get it up within the next 30 days, though. It's where anybody can go to the website, sign up. Yeah. And we will have conference calls. They're going to be called leadership business calls. You know, you'll see a number up there that you'll be able to participate in each and every week. And I say weekly. If you have something that you want to work with and develop with and need help with, you just call me. I'm available 24 hours a day. I help people build businesses just like myself. I've been able to build a multi-million-dollar business off of Enriching Gifts. And anybody can go out and build a million-dollar business off of this company. And great, I'm not talking about the $1 million to make anybody rich. That's how many people we're able to help. I built the business off of helping people, not making money. Money just comes when you do good in the world. And that's no matter what industry you look at, whether it's selling clothes or selling food. Like I used to be a manager for Safeway years and years ago, back in the 80s and 70s. You can profit off anything, but helping people get their health, recapture their health, live a great quality of living, I can't think of anything better to do in life. And that's what I've committed this company to for the last 30 years. And I'm going to expand that and reach out to more and more people. Because I remember there was an Amish gal that was just totally devastated financially because her husband was in the hospital with severely advanced diabetes, was on organ transplant list, this, that. And within a matter of a few, 2-3 years, they were making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. So it's possible anybody can do this, and there's no cost. Like I said, you're never going to pay a penny to sit there and be involved in this program. All you're going to do is talk and refer people. So it's easy, easy, easy as can be. And if you use the product, you'll be able to improve your own health, just like with your gallbladder issues and stuff, and just share it with people because it works. Like I said, I've advertised a few times here and there, but I've never advertised for the first 25 years I was in business. And I built a huge multi-million-dollar business over the years. No advertising, just people getting great results, and people never got paid for it, telling other people about it before. This is something that we're just now relaunching, and it's only been in effect for maybe about maybe 2 years at the most. So we're really excited about it because we've got a real easy way to do it. The whole program has the support of, the main corporate office staff and support and stuff. So we're here to help people, and my biggest goal is, I'll be honest and candid with everyone. Sometimes I cry because I call somebody that has a friend or a family member or acquaintance or a business colleague. They'll call, he's got cancer, got this, he's got less than a week to live. And then we're able to help him get his life and his health back. And their first question is, like, why don't more people know about you? Because they don't advertise. So we need this company and this product to get out to the world so I don't have to sit there and hear all of these sad things about, I wish we would have heard about you longer. I wish we would have heard about you earlier. You know, how can we help you get the word? So now we're going to give the opportunity for people to help us get the word out, Enriching Gifts is here. And I don't want anybody to sell anything. I don't want you to talk about disease or illness. That's what I'm here for. I'm the expert in all of this stuff. So I'm here to help you create a better life for yourself, whether that's financial or your own health. I'm totally committed to helping everybody improve their life. So, heck of a conference call. Half of this has nothing to do with health. And I don't want to go any further. That's just some of the things that we've got coming along. And 2020 is going to be a fantastic year for this company going forward and anybody gets involved in it. So I'll just leave it at that. Anybody else on the call? Have any questions about the issues of scars or anything else? Anybody?
Yeah, Ron, you were mentioning the calcium.
Yeah.
And the buildup of the calcium.
Yeah.
Does coral calcium, your product, that affects the body differently than normal calcium, correct?
Calcium carbonate is quarry chalk. That's literally what your teacher writes on the chalkboard back when we were little kids in school, the blackboard with the big, round, thick chalk. Or even better yet, chalk you used to go out and write on the sidewalk 20 years ago, the colored chalk for tic-tac-toe and all that kind of stuff. That's calcium carbonate. And believe it or not, that is the most widely used form of calcium in the entire nutritional industry. Calcium carbonate, the body can't digest it. The body can't break it down to use it to build strong bones and teeth with. Like CalMag that's being sold off of Walmart, that calcium magnesium, that calcium is calcium carbonate. It's called an elemental calcium, and your body doesn't produce enough acid or have the ability through enzymes to digest and utilize that kind of calcium. It's good at neutralizing acid. That's why it's in Tums, Rolaids. Look at calcium carbonate. It's in all of those little pills. Well, it's great for neutralizing acid, but now that it's introduced in the body, it's neutralized the acid. Now how does the body get rid of it? It can't. And it can't metabolize it cellularly to either use it or get rid of it. So what does it do? It builds up in your organs, creating stones. It's one of the largest reasons why people have kidney and liver stones is because they're consuming too much of the wrong kind of calcium. And your body, like I said, once it oxidizes, it has nowhere to go except for to build up in an organ, joint, or tissue of the body. So that's why I have coral calcium. Coral is a living form of calcium. We don't have to process it and break it down. It already has been broken down in order to support the life of a living coral reef. So it's very easily digested because it's already went through the life-supporting process. And it's by far the most expensive source of calcium that you can get. It's way more expensive than a citrate, malate, or a carbonate, or a sulfate, or nitrate, or any of that kind of stuff. But it is by far the best form of calcium, not only to build strong bones and teeth. Your body very easily can break it down and assimilate it and utilize it cellularly, but it can also eliminate the waste from cell metabolism very easily as well. So that's why I use it. And what most people don't know is I was the person who brought coral calcium from Okinawa, Japan, to the United States market. I was the first person on U.S. soil to have this product. And I had the exclusive, and still do, the exclusive importation and distribution of coral from Okinawa that's below the surface of the water. And maybe we'll need to talk about calcium on next week's call, go over all the different forms, the benefits, the downsides, this and that. But more importantly, really get into the big benefits and differences. Coral living reef calcium from below the surface of the water, well, how's that different than just going out and getting calcium from Okinawa as the tide goes out? There's a huge difference. That oxidation changes the property of calcium, and nothing's going to undo that oxidation process once it occurs. So I don't want to get into that, but I think that's what we'll do. That'll be our topic for next week's call.
Very good. I know that you had mentioned to me once also, you can bring up next week, that it's the only mineral that actually alkalizes the body as well.
Correct.
Not like these.
Correct.
Like these water filters that alkalize water.
The Kangen water and the pH waters.
I don't want to bring another topic, but yeah, that's all part of it.
Remind me, Joe, if you're on the call next week, bring that up because it's a great point.
Absolutely. No, it was actually excellent.
Drinking Kangen water is not going to alkalize or raise the pH of the human body. The only reason pH goes up is because the presence of acid goes down. So you have to think about something that's actually neutralizing acid as well as something that's actually increasing the oxygen content of the human body. Those two factors, diminishment or alleviation of the presence of acid and increasing the amount of oxygen that's held in the body, those are the two factors that raise and maintain a high alkaline pH body. Nothing else will matter, even hydration. Hydration doesn't have the ability to neutralize acid if it's straight pure water. And when you have these higher pH waters, well, what is it to raise the pH of the water? Aligning a water molecule doesn't change pH whatsoever. H2O, that is the molecule that has to be there in order to have water. So if you start re-adding more molecules or ions or anything else to change the structure of that, you no longer have water. You have something else. And everybody was talking to me about, butter or margarine is just one molecule away from plastic. Right, but butter is not plastic. That's one molecule is what changes every single element and compound on the entire planet Earth. One molecule away from this, one molecule away from that. So, but we're going to have a great call next week, and I'm going to get into all of this. So thank you. Anybody else have any questions, comments?
Ron, I've got just a quick question, James.
Hey, I was going to tell you, James, how's the fire situation? I haven't heard anything about that because between impeachment here in America and this whole coronavirus, they just totally forgot and left us out. How's Australia doing with the forest fires?
Well, we're doing a lot better. We've had some rain. The fire is pretty much under control, and there's been a lot of the tennis players of the Australian Open's happening here at the moment, and they've done a lot of support for it. But yeah, look, the fires are pretty much under control, and they're still some burning, but we're getting through it.
Yeah, because I've wondered about it. I mean, here a week ago we found out that one of the head firefighters he's actually a trainer at the fire jump school in Missoula, Montana. He actually died in one of the plane crashes of three people. They went down in a helicopter crash and was killed while he was over there helping to fight the fires in Australia. So I feel so badly for you and your country. That has just devastated your country, the wildlife, the koalas. I mean, every now and then you'll hear snippets about it, but I haven't seen anything in the last 2 weeks about it because this coronavirus and the impeachment hearings and all that other stuff. Just, I guess they just don't see any importance in it anymore. So I have wondered about it the last couple of weeks. So thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Now, what was your question or comment?
Look, just you were talking about that protocol for the gallbladder.
Yeah, yeah.
Would this work for a large stone in a bladder?
Yeah, absolutely. Because the apple cider vinegar, that's what it's there for. Apple cider vinegar will literally dissolve stones. It dissolves calcium. It will dissolve the uric acid. It'll dissolve, and that's why you got stones in the first place, because your body didn't produce enough hydrochloric acid to activate enzymes to where you could digest that protein source food in less than that 8 to 10 hour time frame. That's the only reason you got it. So when you put back in the acid, you're actually forcing acidity through the body by taking that tablespoon apple cider vinegar every hour. And it's going to dissolve those stones, even the big ones. It might take two applications to make it small enough to pass if it's blocked a duct, like in a kidney or something. But you can do that with apple cider vinegar, absolutely.
Okay, because the stone's 15 millimeter in size.
Yeah, no, it like I said, it doesn't matter how big it is. Maybe instead of doing 2 days of apple cider vinegar, maybe do 3 days before you go to that evening flush and stuff.
Okay. And that'll break it down and it just pass.
What's that?
That formula will just break it down and then just...
It dissolves it. It dissolves it. Absolutely. Okay. It will dissolve it. That protocol will.
Okay.
And like I said, if you try it for the first 2 days and then take that, I call it the dissolving stone cocktail at night on the second night with that classic Coke, if that doesn't do it, then next time you do it the next week, give yourself that break, though. You do not want to continue forcing apple cider vinegar through your body much more than 2 days. That's hard on your body. It's going to force ketosis or acidic pH. Give yourself that week and then start in the next time. And if it doesn't pass the first time, then do it for 3 days, the apple cider vinegar, and then do the olive oil cocktail mix that third night instead of the second night.
Okay. Fantastic.
But it should work. Great. I've never heard of anybody not having it work for them.
Okay. Well, it beats going in for an operation.
It sure does. And it beats all the pain too, especially if that's in the liver or a kidney. Kidneys are excruciating pain. You can actually develop fevers, and I've actually heard of people dying from mass infections and hemorrhaging because of stones tearing through a kidney duct. And the same way with the bile duct in the liver. They can really raise some problems because they're not smooth. Stones are jagged like a pincushion with little needles sticking out in all directions. And as that rolls through your circulatory vessels and your ducts, that's going to cut and scar, just like a knife cutting on skin tissue. And that uric acid, that's sharp as a knife when it starts to pass and break down and stuff. So it's very, very painful, and a lot of inflammation and damage to the body caused by the presence of stones because of that presence of uric acid. Uric acid is never, ever smooth. It's always jagged and sharp like a knife. So, but it'll work. Just give it a try.
Okay, that's great.
All righty. Anybody else? We get on our last, probably our last question or comment or two, and then we got to end the call. Anybody else have any questions? Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question. This is Shelley from Colorado, and I know a few weeks ago, I think it was before the holidays, you had talked about the five core products that you consider the five core products.
Oh, yeah, the fundamental five products for optimum health. Uh-huh.
Right. Could you repeat those? And can you do them in order? I mean, do you have an order?
Yeah, I do have them. Well,
the number one, number two.
Yep, Well, number one and number two goes just right down the order sheet that they're on if you go to the website. So number one, first and foremost, most important thing of anybody, you have to be able to supply nutrition to the cellular body so that it can function. Nutrients activate enzymes. Enzymes within a cell membrane is what cellular functioning is. All cellular functioning is done enzymatically, whether it's the DNA, creation of the DNA, replication and maintenance of the DNA, or any other part of cell function, it's all done enzymatically. Every single form of life on the planet Earth, grass, trees, leaves, whatever, it's all created and done enzymatically. Bacteria, fungus can't grow without enzymes within the structure of the fungus and the bacteria. That's all done enzymatically as well. So all forms of life are done enzymatically. Enzymes do not function by themselves. Enzymes are activated. Enzymes are catalyzed to each other by nutrients. And a nutrient is something that will activate and catalyze enzymatic activity. That's what classifies a nutrient as a nutrient. So first and foremost, in order to get nutrition to the cell, you have to have digestion. You have to be able to break down your food source to the smallest point to where you can extract the nutrition from the food source and put it in a usable form for the cellular body. That's all done with digestive enzymes. So first and foremost, above everything, always, even if you can't only afford one single product, find a way to afford these digestive enzymes every meal for the rest of your life. Because at some point, your body is going to deteriorate through genetics, through disease illness, through natural aging process. And the number is, by the time you're 38 to 42 years old, your body produces less than 50% of the enzymes for your digestive process as you did at age 15. There's no way you're going to maintain a healthy body after the age of 35 without supplementing enzymes. There's just no way to do it. So the first thing you do is enzymes for the digestive process. Then once you digest your foods, now you got a functioning body. Now you need protection. Protect your body so it can function properly, unimpeded, and unimpaired. So now you need Sterilmax. That's for it to develop a much stronger, healthier, more efficient functioning immune system. So your body is now protected. Third, all those nutrients, all of the immune system, everything is going to be going through the GI tract. So in order to get the bloodstream, you have to be able to digest the food, and then it goes through the acid stomach, the small intestine, the large intestine, and then the bowel to be eliminated. So you have to keep the GI tract healthy, and what would deteriorate the GI tract is parasites, whether they're hookworms, whether they're H. pylori bacteria, whether they're viruses, so probiotics. Probiotics are good bacteria that secrete enzymes that destroy all that other bad stuff. And even good bacteria secrete enzymes that will eat up and destroy bad bacteria, like H. pylori that causes ulcers. And there's a whole bunch of different viruses and another bunch of different bacteria that are considered anaerobic or parasitic to the human body. And in both cases, they damage the human body. So probiotics are number three. Then you have to have a very strong antioxidant. And I guess I'm kind of backing up here. Let me back this up. Now, once you have a body that's functioning, it's protected, you got the GI tract, so everything's absorbed and utilized properly, then the number four is the aloe vera product, the Aloe Ace Max. Give your body the ability to cellularly reproduce itself. For all the cells that we're using up every day just functioning and giving us a day's worth of life, all those cells eventually die off and have to be replaced. So the Aloe Ace Max gives your body the ability to reproduce itself cellularly 2.7 times faster. That's almost 300% faster than your body would do it on its own with just regular diet and nutrition. Mm-hmm. So now we've got the ability to function cellularly because of the enzymes and the nutrients. We've got the immune system really enlarged and strengthened to protect our body's cellular while it's functioning. We've got the probiotics for a healthy GI tract, so everything's absorbed and transfers in and out of the body, preventing toxicity buildup. We've got number four, the aloe ace. Now we have a healthy body that's functioning. It can reproduce itself very easily and healthily as well. And number five is the complete vitamin plus. Because after all, let's go back to what started this entire wonderful process, our body getting nutrients from your food source. Well, how many of you really truly eat a well-balanced, really dense, nutritional, balanced diet? Not many.
Probably very few.
Right, not many. And so the Complete Vitamin Plus was created to support the entire cellular body's nutritional needs. That's why they call it the Complete, or I should say that's why I call it the Complete Vitamin Plus. It's got all your RDA essential nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, all that's in there. It's got a whole bunch of other nutrients that are antioxidants and other herbs and things that benefit the overall nutritional functioning body. And so you take five of those capsules a day. And that's the fundamental five to optimum health. And by taking those five products, I've covered over 90% of the entire body's cellular functioning process. The vitamin has all kinds of amino acids, has all kinds of positive charge minerals that are going to support nerve functioning and nerve efficiency. They've got all the main nutrients that support cellular functioning and enzyme activation, and they're all in a very easily, almost nearly fully digested form. And the ones that aren't, like the herbs and the bee pollen and the propolis and stuff like that, well, guess what? That's why we have enzymes in every single one of our products. And by the way, that's also going to come out in a welcome letter. That's one of the distinctions I've never, ever made. I've never had a letter from the president's desk program ever before. And so I want to make sure that everybody really, truly understands what's so uniquely different about this company and the nutrition we have. There's basically two things. One, over 85% of all the nutrients in the Enriching Gifts product line are standardized. Standardized goes through an evaluation or a testing process so that every ingredient, like the safer the ginkgo biloba, the standard, most people have a 4 to 6. There's two different alkaloid properties in ginkgo biloba that give the body the ability to oxygenate, increase blood flow circulation, so on and so forth. And it's 6% and 4% of the overall contents or the milligrams in that product. We have a 30-24. 30% of our product's milligrams is active ingredients. 24%, not a 6 and a 4, or a 10 and a 6. Where's the 30-24? Unheard of, and they're standardized. That means that every single milligram has been analyzed in a lab and tested to meet or exceed that 30%, 24% purity potency percentage. That whole process is expensive, but yet you're guaranteed to get the same quality every single capsule, no matter what time of the year it was harvested, no matter when it was actually manufactured. The quality and the purity and potency of the raw materials is consistent. It's all analyzed before it's ever packaged into a product. And so we use only standardized ingredients where they're available. Enzymes are not standardized, but we can measure their activities, which determines their quality. The higher the activity from a particular enzyme, the better quality it is. And the second thing is go look at all these other nutritional companies that have tablets, caplets, liquids, and even capsules. There's no digestive enzyme and mineral formula in the capsule itself. So now you're left on your body, say you're sick or you're old, you're 30 to 50% less enzyme production, so you don't digest worth of crap already, like Centrum and One A Day and multiple vitamins. What's going to get them digested? You can't even digest your meal, so what makes you think you're going to digest and utilize the vitamins that very well? And those are hard-pressed tablets. You're never going to get more than 12% value of what that tablet's made up of in a hard-pressed and terracotta tablet. Pfizer drugs, Roche drugs, there's a whole bunch of different pharmaceutical companies that already have the percentage of use on that. That's why when you have a hard-pressed tablet rather than a capsule, that's why you have 1,500 milligram big old horse pills. Because at 1,500 milligrams, you're going to be real, real lucky to even use 150 milligrams. And it goes along the same lines with vitamin C or any other hard-pressed tablet. You're only going to get about 12 to 15% use, so 85 cents out of every dollar you're spending is thrown in the garbage can. It's literally going right out your butt, totally broken down and unused. So, but
thank
that's
you.
The two huge differences, and that's really what sets me apart from the rest of the entire nutritional industry worldwide. because the standardized ingredients are expensive, they're about three times more expensive than a regular extract. Like, I'll give you an example. I could get coenzyme Q10 extract. Very easy. Usually runs about $700-$800 a kilo. Right now, standardized 100% pure coenzyme Q10, and the price just went up, just literally since January. That product right now is $3,700 to $4,200, depending on which country you get it out of. But it's three times, almost four times more expensive than just a regular extract of coenzyme Q10. And the difference is that this is 100% pure active coenzyme Q10. When you get an extract, it's not tested, so you have no idea. And the region, the humidity, the mineral content, the growing length of time of that product that ingredient's extracted from, all of that affects the quality of the product. So rather than get something that's 100%, that might be in a country where there was a drought this year, and yet they still went through the growing and extraction process, but yet it only ended up with a 22 to 25% purity potency percentage. You'll never know because it wasn't tested. Mine is tested every single milligram, no matter what time of the year, no matter what part of the world it comes from. It's tested to meet or exceed the stated potency percentage that's on the label. And we use only the highest standardized percentage available in any nutrient worldwide. So nobody's ever going to have the kind of quality that we have in this company. They just don't. Doggone it. Hold on just one second here. Hey, Jonas, I got to call you right back. I'm just finishing up with my conference call. I'll call you back in 5 minutes. Okay. Thank you. So anyways, sorry about that, guys. This call should have been over about 10, 15 minutes ago. But anyways, so that's the difference between our company. One, you'll never find a higher potency, more pure product. And two, most people can't digest the supplements they take, the protein powders, the shakes, other capsule products. They might have good ingredients, but your body can't digest them the same way it can't digest foods. Just because it's in a pill or because it's in a nutrient drink doesn't make it more digestible by the body. That's all done with enzymes. And so one of the main thought processes that me and my formulating team, 12 biochemists and medical doctors and food chemists from around the world, the best of the best, in fact, we went in just assuming that nobody had an efficient digestive process. They're old, they're sick, they have poor genetics, they have all kinds of genetic flaws. We just made a lot of assumptions when we brought this whole product line together. And so we compensated for all those assumptions we made. So rather than have somebody going to take a capsule or a product not knowing whether they're going to have enough enzymes to digest it, well, let's just put a lot of enzymes and the activating minerals for those enzymes, make it a part of the capsule. Then we don't have to worry about the body being healthy or hydrochloric acid or anything else. It's all right there in the capsule. Digest the entire contents of that capsule and deliver it to the cellular level. In fact, all the nutrients from all of our products have over a 98% cellular metabolism usage. 98%. That means 98 cents out of every dollar your cells of the human body are benefiting from. Nobody does that. Nobody. Some of the highest percentages that I've ever seen are up in the 30s and 40s, maybe. And that's why this product does what other companies' products can't on a consistent basis, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade. So I'm proud of that. I mean, this took a lot of years, hard work, hundreds of, well, I won't say hundreds, but tens of millions of dollars to put this all together. Just the research and development alone in the first 3 years, there was over $40 million spent. That was my own personal profits from the company that went right back into nothing but research and development. So, and if people know me personally, you know that I don't take second best to anybody or anything in my life. I'm absolutely the best cars, the best medicines, the best drugs, the best this, the best teachers, the best doctors, the best scientists. That's who I am. I've always been that way my whole life. I'm a perfectionist. So that's what this company is all about. And like I said, there's been days when I've sat here and I've cried because people sit there and said, well, I heard this and I heard this and my husband just died. Why don't more people know about you? How come I haven't heard of you before? Well, I'm tired of hearing that. So we're going to do something about that in 2020 going forward. Okay?
Good. I'm glad I heard about you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, thank you. Dover, do you have any last thing for the call tonight? We're going to go ahead and close this off.
I'll just say amazing, Ron. It's just a phenomenal call, and you're right. You have a high standard, and it's the best, and I just say you have the best heart. You do.
Well, you know me personally, so I appreciate that very, very much. Yeah. I do.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, have a great night, everybody, and we're going to talk about the forms of calcium and coral calcium and all that stuff next week. So have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. And do not worry a bit. Don't lose 1 ounce of sleep or even a minute or a second about this coronavirus. It's not ever going to be a part of any of you guys' or anybody who knows life, I promise. Take care, everybody.
Thanks.